Ladies and gentlemen, how about that? We have so many people who make the claim that they don't want someone who would be a political ideologue sitting on the courts. But they make sure that they only vote for politicians who will be of their same political ilk. They make sure that they only vote for politicians who really are of their same political party, who hold to their same partisan ideals. And so we have people saying, okay, well, and of course, you know, this is the way they see it. And without knowing much about what's in the Constitution, let's just be honest. Just be honest. Come on now. Look at this very, very closely. How many of you who have said you want someone who will simply uphold the Constitution know yourselves what the Constitution says? And so is there a possibility that many of the people who claim that they simply want someone who will uphold the Constitution when they don't know what the Constitution says themselves, and therefore have little to no way of determining whether the people who they say they claim will uphold the Constitution are actually upholding the Constitution? And think about how tricky this gets, how murky it gets, how unstable it is, this whole issue of, starting with the foundation. Do we go with someone who simply says the Constitution is written as it is and it is set in stone the way the framers of the Constitution intended it to be? Or do you go with someone who says, well, you know, the Constitution is meant to be a living, breathing document designed to be flexible over time so that it can be kept relevant to the times? How do you determine which way to go when, as Dr. Ginn shared with us, you had some framers of the Constitution who said the Constitution is set in stone, and you had some other framers of the Constitution who said it is a living, breathing document? The framers themselves were not together on the status of the Constitution, whether it was set in stone or a living, breathing document, something meant to be flexible, adaptable. The framers were not settled on that. So how can we be? We can't turn to the framers and say this is what they intended. Because in order to be people of integrity, in order to be honest about it, we have to say what Dr. Ginn said. Some framers of the Constitution wanted the Constitution to be set in stone, while other framers of the same Constitution wanted it to be adaptable, flexible, living and breathing, not set in stone. So then it comes down to the whole issue of, again, integrity. When we know that the framers, the entire group of framers, were not homogenous in their thinking, they weren't uniform in their thinking, in their disposition about the status of the Constitution, whether to be set in stone, living and breathing, then we need to move away from this whole issue of saying, I only want someone on the justice who's going to uphold the Constitution by interpreting it the way the framers intended for it to be interpreted. Because if some of the framers said, look, this is what we're saying right now, and this is the way it's supposed to be from here on out, and other framers of the Constitution say, well, it's supposed to be living and breathing, adaptable, flexible, so it's kept relevant to the times. You have two different groups arguing two different sides of the same issue. The framers weren't together, and so we really have no basis. None of us has any basis on which to say we just want them to just simply uphold the Constitution as it was when originally written, as is relevant to today's time. The framers didn't make a firm decision as to which way to go. So we need to just be honest and just say, well, you know what? I am of this political persuasion, and so I want someone on the courts, not just the Supreme Court, but the lower courts as well. I want justices on the courts who will embrace this political ideology, because this is the political ideology that I embrace. Just be honest. All right, when we come back, let's resume our look at ways to build community. Green, as a matter of fact, as shared with us by Green America.